You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Got a really good question. It's about Jesus. And I mean, you know, the disciples, they had bills to pay. So bringing that up, okay, during the season. But I found out something in basketball that I did not know. On a glorious college basketball weekend, a father-son story. Tom Izzo, if you follow college basketball, everybody knows. I mean, he's been there for 100 years probably. He coaches Michigan State. That's his home. And he has a son named Steven. And Steven grew up around basketball, and he loved basketball. One of the issues is that he's 5'8". Which doesn't mean he can't, you know, play, but, I mean, it's tough. And he grew up, and he wanted to play at Michigan State, and his father said, Steven, I'm not going to take somebody that hasn't played high school basketball. You know, you've got to. So he did. He did that. And at 25 years old, he said, if you play high school basketball, I will take you as a walk-on. And that's what he did. He's 25 years old this year, Steven Izzo. And what you're about to hear is something pretty remarkable. And, you know, Tom Izzo, man, he's seen everything in college basketball. And this pretty much choked him up. It's pretty interesting.
Izzo between the legs, throws one up, and it goes!
It was great, not just for Steven. It was great for 15,000 people in stands and thousands of people watching. And if he wouldn't have scored a point, it wouldn't have changed the experience and the memories that he's had. It was a memory-making day, but it's been a memory-making life for him.
Nothing beats the father-son combination and love for each other publicly shown right there on the court. Tom Izzo said, the coach, you know, he said, I show my emotions, man. I think there's something wrong with somebody that doesn't show their emotions. You know, get it out there, man. That's it. And in front of 15,000 fans.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Feels like winter. Kind of felt it coming in yesterday afternoon. It's one of those typical March days. I just want you to know I got the lawn chairs out and washed them all off. It was my wife's idea. I was going to, like, wipe them off, you know, with those Clorox wipes and stuff. And she said, well, let's just get the water hose and wash them off. I said, that's a way. It worked out way better, believe you me. So now that they're sitting out there, you know, when you go out in the sunshine and the wind's died down, it feels fantastic, man. I mean, spring is on the way. 5 minutes later, the wind's blowing, it's flurrying, and you're like, that's March in the great Northeast. Yes, but this morning, or when you think about it, get you this bumper sticker that says, and I'm sure you can find one of these, honk if you think I'm sexy. Honk if you think I'm sexy. And then you just sit at the green light with everybody lined up behind you, feeling better about yourself.
You're despicable.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
You may already know this, that God says, well, I will light the path at your feet. And it's very interesting. It's not way down the path. It's at your feet. So basically, he says, I will light your next step. And I love it when people get a hold of this, and he got a hold of this as really good advice to you.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox, and the Mole. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And a horse says, then just take that.
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
The Sound of Life.
I've got something else for you, too. This is almost indescribable when you start soaking this in and thinking about it, okay? And it is Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Don't let the fact that, I mean, obviously he knows what's going to happen. He realizes now this is coming down to it. And yet the prayer is absolutely one of the most amazing prayers. And if you've ever, ever doubted or wondered if you're close to God, this will answer the question right there. Because he not only prays for the 12 disciples, but also for you. If you said, yes, I believe Jesus, I'm on board, right? Then you're in this prayer. And Jesus prayed this. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one. Perfectly one. So that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. It's in John 17, verse 22.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
So you read a lot about Joe Rogan. I mean, he's got the podcast going, and if you look up his podcast, you come up with all these podcasts that are on his podcast. I mean, that's how phenomenal, popular he is. There's podcasts that talk about him anyway. But he's had some amazing things happen, and I guess he's done like a 180 as far as being agnostic to now believing in Jesus, from what I understand, but I haven't heard from his mouth really yet. But I do know one thing. He had a guest on there one time, and for some reason they were talking about how you could believe the disciples. You know, here was Jesus crucified, resurrected. How do you know it? Well, the disciples said that. They saw him. They traveled with him. For days, a lot of people saw him. Hundreds and hundreds of people saw him, but especially disciples, because they paid the real price. And of all the people that made the most amazing comment about it was a man named Chuck Colson, who was very big in the Richard Nixon White House back in the 70s. That's the name I was made. So everybody knows about the Watergate thing and stuff, and Chuck Colson involved, of course, in that. But he said an amazing statement that you have to get a hold of this. He said, this is how I know, because there were 12 men that traveled with Jesus and saw him and knew him. And they, to the day they died, they were tortured. They were tortured to death. They experienced a very cruel life. And yet, to a person, they would not recant that they did not know Jesus, that he was not resurrected, that he was resurrected. And he said, Watergate, we had 12 of the most powerful men in the world. We couldn't keep alive for 3 weeks. Somebody cracked it. And everybody was like, boy, that is true. You can't do it if it isn't true, can you?
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
We're not so ignorant that we believe that the things that we say are so meaningful and captive. And so maybe that's why we try to be funny sometimes. I know it's the music that we play. Music is very, very powerful. And boy, don't you know it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be making such a big fuss. And I don't mean we. I mean the whole world. Everybody makes a big fuss about music. I'm old enough to remember back in the day. You know, I remember when the Beatles came out, 1964. I was living in North Carolina. We haven't had a winter like that with snow and such ever. That January, February was amazing. I won't go into all that, but I just remember we listened to a lot of Beatles music because we didn't go to school. And I remember all the things that people said about it. And a lot of people, you're overreacting, you know, but it is interesting, isn't it? How a change in culture, what is said, lyrics said in music are very popular. They were then and they are now. Very popular, aren't they? Very powerful. That's just the way you're made. That's the way God made you. I don't think any other creature on earth, maybe. I think plants respond to music better than a lot of creatures. But it is shown that, I mean, I know people that have done experiments with Christian music and music they heard some other radio station and stuff, and they play and they isolate plants and see the response that they give and stuff. But just think how that affects you on a day-to-day basis, being able to tune in to this radio station, which really is a network from Glens Falls through Saratoga and the Capital Region into the through the Hudson Valley, Hudson and Kingston, and especially in Orange County, you know, Newburgh, right? And through there. So you have an incredible opportunity. And of course, via our app, anywhere in the world, really, that you can, if you can pick up the phone signal, you can hear us on our app, which sounds great and it's free to install. So, but we want to keep that going. And I think this is going to be a really big fundraiser coming up. All right, coming up. And 1st of April, that's when it's going to be. And it's we're going to need you. That's kind of what I'm saying. Just in all seriousness, think about, if you think, just with the silence here, without Casting Crowns that are coming up, and that song speaking to people in a really, really big way. Just think what a void that would be. This is a big light to feed you as a light in your world. All right. There we go. Now we're talking, okay? So I just want you to get all prayed up before our Spring Days of Hope coming up fast, April 2nd through the 5th. And in the next few days, if you're like, yeah, I know I want to give, I know I want to be able to do this, then you're welcome to do that right on our webpage at soundoflife.org.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.